The following program is sponsored by Online Trading Academy of Kansas City.
Today's show is provided for entertainment and general information purposes. Opinions expressed are those of the presenter only. We make no promises or guarantees of investment performance. Online Trading Academy is not a broker-dealer, certified financial planner, or registered investment advisor. Online Trading Academy is the world's most trusted name in professional trader and investor education. Enjoy the show. Hello, future traders and investors, and welcome to Power Trading Radio. Hope everybody had a good Black Friday this week. My name is Christopher Crum, and I'm in studio today with my good friend and co-host, Mr. Matthew McGrath.
Happy Thanksgiving holiday there, Mr. Crum.
Yeah, it was a great one. I overate, did you?
Yeah, always.
Always. It was good. And, of course, you know, Courtney's mom made those wonderful cheesecakes, so a big shout-out to our center.
Those are good.
Operations manager, Courtney Fritz, and her, more importantly, her mother, who makes these fabulous cheesecakes from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
She made up three of them that I got to take to our family in St. Louis for the holidays, so it was really good.
Nice. I didn't get one. So.
Well, did you order one?
I'm just joking.
Well, this is Power Trading Radio, folks, and we're going to talk about trading the financial markets in this show. In fact, this show is fueled by a company named Online Trading Academy, and our company has been teaching people how to trade and invest their own money in the markets for the last 20 years.
Yeah, 20th anniversary.
20th anniversary was in June, so now we're 20 and a half, I think,
yeah,
close to that. But what we focus on at the Academy, of course, is teaching people how to create some great results by managing their own money in the markets. And really, we focus on two different activities, one of which is, of course, trading the financial markets. And when I talk about the financial markets, I am talking about the stock market. I'm also talking about the options market, the global futures market, and the global currencies market. So trading is just simply this. It's frequent buying and selling in the markets. And, of course, anybody out there listening to my voice knows how you make money buying and selling things. You simply buy low and sell it for more than what you paid for it. It's just that simple. Yeah, but the financial markets, of course, are somewhat risky. They're a little bit more complicated to navigate. Yet there's a ton of opportunity for folks to go out there and supplement their income if they want to. We have a ton of graduates that just love their job. They found their God's given purpose in life. And they want to continue that pursuit. But sometimes, let's face it, your dream job doesn't pay as much as maybe you'd like. And then there are those who, of course, have always hated their job, or maybe something's changed at work and they've suddenly got to a place where they hate it now.
I see more and more of that lately.
Well, the statistic is that about half of America is unhappy with their work situation in some way, shape, or form. And if that's you, you know, you don't have to keep going to that J-O-B, that rut of a job every day, and reporting to that tyrannical boss who has you in meetings about having meetings about having meetings.
Right.
You can make a change in your life. And if you want to trade the financial markets and then use that money to replace your income, you can.
Sure.
How many graduates over the years do you think we've ramped up to be able to just basically operate out of their home, their own trading business?
Oh, well over half.
Tons of them. And we've worked with close to 300,000 students over the last 20 years. So
yeah, just in this center, 3,700.
Yeah. So we have 45 locations across the United States and abroad. So it's a pretty wide sweep across the United States. And we're even in India, Mumbai, India, and where else? London.
Yeah, London.
Jakarta.
There's one in Germany now, isn't there?
There's one in Germany. There's one in...
well, there's several in Canada.
China.
Yeah, and then Dubai, I've heard, is the nicest one.
Dubai is a nice one. So, yeah, we're everywhere. We keep growing every year, so it's pretty neat. But if you have an interest in learning how to trade the financial markets, you can do it to either supplement or replace your income, and we teach you how to do it. We've got over 100 certified instructors that all come from Wall Street, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, Chicago's Options Exchange, work for big companies like Goldman Sachs.
And, yeah. Hedge fund managers, floor traders on the CME. I mean, these are not, you know, adjunct professors at a community college. I mean, these are real heavy hitters. I mean,
right.
One of the trainers, Bob Dunn, who was here recently, made $100,000 two days in a row from his trading account. You know, they trade from their own
right
accounts.
Right from the front of the classroom in front of our students.
I know. So, yeah, these are real profitable traders. They appear on CNBC all the time. You know, Brandon Wendell, who taught me how to trade as a charting analyst on CNBC. These are incredible heavy hitters.
Yeah. The other thing that we focus on at the Academy is we teach people how to invest in the financial markets. And what I'm talking about there is buying financial assets, then holding on to those assets and allowing them to appreciate in value over time.
Right.
That's what we want any investment to do. I don't care if it's stocks or bonds or if it's real estate,
yeah,
for that matter, which I've been doing for years. So we teach people how to buy and sell in the financial markets over the long term and how to manage, self-manage their own accounts. A lot of our graduates are people that will open a self-managed IRA and
right.
then save that money and grow that money so that they could be financially independent in retirement.
Yeah.
And that's what retirement is supposed to be. You're supposed to be financially independent. You're supposed to have enough money in an account so that you're not dependent on the government. You're no longer dependent on a job for that matter
right.
to pay your bills. Excuse me. So that's what we do at the Academy. We teach traders how to trade the financial markets and how to actually create a profit from frequent buying and selling so that they can supplement or replace their income. And then we work with investors in teaching them how to manage their long-term accounts to grow wealth over time.
Right.
If either of those concepts resonate with you, if you think you might enjoy the freedom of schedule, the unlimited earning potential that comes along with trading the financial markets, or maybe you just could see yourself managing your long-term accounts while you manage the risk in those accounts and grow wealth over time, well, why not go and check us out on the World Wide Web at TradingAcademy.com. That's T-R-A-D as in Dan. TradingAcademy.com. It's all one word. Man, there's tons of stuff on that website, by the way, while we're talking about it.
Most comprehensive, I'm not kidding, and I've been in education my whole life. It's the most comprehensive website I've ever seen in terms of free class resources. It's just incredible.
There are tons of educational resources for people that have an interest in trading or investing in the markets. It's a great place to get started. And, you know, if you do go to the site, tradingacademy.com, one thing that I would recommend that you do is go to the financial calculator section.
Right.
Just because I'm really big on planning this stuff. I think that you plan your work and then work your plan. And, you know, if you don't know how much money you need for retirement, for example, I think that's a tragedy.
Yeah.
That you live in the greatest country in the world, you know, the one country where you could have financial independence in retirement and not have to work and be able to live the lifestyle that you want. But you're not going to get there if you don't have a plan.
No, and that's a great place to start, is just to figure out what your number is. How much do you need to live the lifestyle that you want to when you retire?
Yeah, and you're probably going to need 20 to 30 years of income. So you just need to go dial it in. There's a retirement planner on our website that's very easy to use. And so I invite you to go out and find that and then try it on for size. There's
yeah.
also a fees calculator out there. So
yeah, you need to know what fees you're paying on your mutual funds and other assets.
Yeah. And debt elimination.
Snowball debt elimination guy. That's the first one I used. The most efficient way to eliminate your debt.
Right. So there's tons of stuff on the website. It's tradingacademy.com. Hey, folks, I think we got a great show in store for you today. At least we're going to try really hard to entertain you and teach you a little bit about the financial markets. So I hope you stick around. This is Power Trading Radio. Well, if you're a little confused about what you're doing right now, well, you're listening to Power Trading Radio with Christopher Crum and
Matt McGrath,
the show where we talk about how easy it is to trade and invest in the markets and how you can literally make a fortune if you understand how the markets work and
right.
if you're willing to get educated in how the pros do it. Because let me tell you something. There are big players in these financial markets, these big banks and institutions, and those guys glean tons of money out of the markets daily,
yeah.
right?
I mean, that's the norm.
That's the norm.
Right.
And if they can do it, then why couldn't you?
Yeah.
And you might say, well, you know what? I don't have as much money as the banks. True.
Yeah.
Top five manage about collectively around $9 trillion between the five of them, and they do have a lot of purchasing power.
Right.
And if you know about the markets, then you know that the way the price moves is because of imbalances of supply and demand.
Right.
And sure, any one of these institutions could go throw enough money into purchasing one single stock that it would drive the price up.
They do that every day.
Because they cause an imbalance of demand over supply.
Right.
And then, of course, the retail trading community, that's the 39 million individuals that would like to trade their own money.
Right.
And they're just trying some things, right?
For sure.
So they glean the money out of those people's accounts. They go in there and clean them out every day.
Yeah.
Because the average Joe out there that's trying to learn how to do this is trying to do it through trial and error.
Yeah. And 70% of them, by the way, lose their entire account.
Right. So, you know, you can learn an awful lot through trial and error, you know, because we learn from our mistakes, hopefully. But then how many people have you met that are trying to do it, Matt, that repeat the same mistakes over and over again? You know, expecting a different result.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah, and isn't that what they say the definition of insanity is?
It is.
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Right. And then the definition of stupidity is knowing that you're doing the same thing over and over again and you're not creating a different result and you keep doing it.
No, and bad habits are hard to break. I mean, yeah, I see this all the time with retail traders, probably more so than in any other field.
Exactly. So, you know, if you want to be successful in the markets, why wouldn't you want to figure out how the banks and institutions do that and then just follow along with them?
That's really the only way to make money trading. I mean, really, in my career, all the traders I've worked with, those are really the only ones that are consistently profitable are the ones that have learned to identify where the institutions are buying and selling and tagging along with their trades. Sure, we all get lucky sometimes, but I'm talking about people that are consistently profitable. That's what we're looking for.
Right. So the best way to do that, by the way, is to make sure that you've got a strategy that tilts the odds in your favor in the markets. You want a strategy that tilts the odds towards favorable conditions, so to speak, but it tilts the odds in your favor that you are tagging along with the banks and institutions.
Sure.
So that way you can be profitable just like they are.
Yeah, and by the way, on the ones we are wrong on, we don't lose very much. I mean, that's a key as well, right? A proper risk management.
Yeah.
And so that's another thing, a critical part of what we teach here is, you know, we're never going to be right 100% of the time. Even professional traders on Wall Street are not right 100% of the time, but they always make sure that the trades they do lose on, they don't lose very much. So at the end of the day, they've netted a huge profit on most days.
You know, it's funny. I was doing a workshop last Tuesday, and we had a packed house that day.
Uh-huh. Remember? I remember.
But I posed a question to the room. I asked them how many people think that you're going to be right on every trade. And the answer that I got was, I mean, nobody raised their hand. Everybody seems to think that they're all realists, I guess, if you will. They know that they're going to lose on trades, that you can't be right 100% of the time. So how often do you need to be right if you want to be a profitable trader?
Well, you only need to be right 26% of the time if you're following our strategy, and you'll actually make money. But what we teach our graduates to do is a minimum of 50% accuracy on their trades. And if you're accurate on two of every four trades that you place, you'll make a lot of money trading.
Yeah. So you need to be right only 26% of the time, like Matt said, to make money. At 25% of the time, you're going to break even.
We break even.
That
yeah.
is if you're using our strategy. And so, you know, you suddenly take something that's a very risky proposition. You take the average Joe out there that funds an E-Trade account. They do it with a couple of $1,000 that they know they can afford to lose if they end up losing the money.
Right.
And then they go out and try some things. And they do it without a safety net. They do it with no risk management. They do it without identifying where to buy and sell. Half the time or most of the time, they're going to go out there and actually just buy an asset and hang on to it. And
right.
they don't know when to sell it. Even if it's profitable, they don't know when to sell.
Isn't that amazing, too, that we would take $10,000 or $25,000 and open up an account without any training and fully intending to lose that money, and we're okay with it?
But they don't intend to lose it. But if they do lose it, then, oh, well.
They
right?
don't care.
Yeah.
And again, would you take $25,000 to a casino? And if you lose it, oh, well. It's odd how in trading, though, that's so common that the people really, really do, you know, believe that's a possibility, and they're okay with that.
Sure. So, you know, you have to, first of all, identify trades. You've got to identify a price point on these trades that is favorable. You know, if you're buying low and selling high, which is how we make money buying and selling stuff, then in essence what we're doing is we're buying at wholesale, and we're selling it at retail,
sure.
right?
What any business does, right?
So, but most of the people in the markets that are trading their own accounts, well, if they've read a book, that book's told them that the trend is their friend.
Right.
And to buy after there's been an uptick in price.
At retail.
At retail. That's why they're called the retail trading community by Wall Street.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? That's the only field that we would do that in. And no one goes to the store and pays full price for anything.
No.
But in trading, we do. I mean, we want to see confirmation that price has gone up before we're willing to pull the trigger.
Sure. And Wall Street knows this, by the way, and so they play into it all of the time. But successful trading and investing, if you listen to the stuff that I do on the breaks, it's simply the transfer of money from the account of the person that doesn't know what they're doing and into the account of the person that does,
exactly.
right?
Yeah.
So why would you go out there and just risk even $50? I mean, when... Yeah, you could get lucky on your first trade. Maybe you double your money. Maybe you double your money your second trade, but the third or fourth or fifth one's going to end up cleaning you out.
Yeah, that's a good point you make. Because of this rally we've seen since November, I've seen a lot of younger people who just started participating in their 401k after November. And you'd be amazed, again, how easy they think this is, right?
Right.
Because they have not seen a down market. And so their investments are not protected, and they think it's easy. You know, I always ask the group, how many of you did as well as the market did last year? Well, we have a lot of people now that are saying they did, and it's because they got in, of course, at the beginning of this huge rally.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, when the markets are going up, then it's kind of a no-brainer.
Right. It's easy to make money.
If you would have invested money between 1970 and the year 2000, it was a no-brainer because the markets were going straight up.
How many millions of people became wealthy, really, who had no education? I mean, it was that easy to make money. But I'll tell you, since then, it's hard. I mean, anyone who's been in this market since the year 2000 knows how hard it is. And I feel sorry for some of these young people that haven't experienced that yet because they're going to learn the hard way.
If they do learn, you know, and that's the thing about this is that trial and error just doesn't work so well in this particular game. It's just because there are so many intricacies to the markets that how do you know what to try?
Sure.
And what's different, by the way? Are you just buying and selling something different but using the same strategy, or are you actually changing up your strategy and doing something that works?
Right.
So at Online Trading Academy, of course, what we do is we teach our students a patented rule-based strategy. That's what we've been doing for years. And if as long as the students are following the rules, and their chances of success are astronomical.
Yeah, those are the only people, again, that make money trading the financial market. It's just like anything else. I always liken it to those professional hold'em players. I don't know if you ever watch those television tournaments.
Yeah.
It's always the same people
at
those final tables. You know, they start with thousands of people, and it's always the same ones at the end. Is it because they're lucky?
No,
it's because they follow a rules-based system.
Right.
And the market is the same thing. The only people who make money, retail traders, make money trading are following a rules-based system.
So our rule-based system is based upon what truly moves the price in the markets. And what truly moves price, we mentioned it earlier, is imbalances of supply and demand. So when there's more supply than demand, the price is going to go down. When there's more demand than supply, the price is going to go up. And that's what causes the price to move. You could talk about all kinds of oscillators and indicators and Fibonacci and Bollinger Bands and all this complex stuff, support, resistance. None of it means anything. Because unless you can identify where there's an imbalance of supply and demand, then you're probably not going to be a successful trader.
No.
Excuse me. So that's truly the key to success. And then you've got to also know how to manage your trades.
Right.
So that means that you are deciding, even before you place the trade, you're deciding what you're buying it at. You're deciding what you're going to sell it for a profit. If you do need to lose money on this because it goes against you and maybe you did something wrong or maybe the market just did something unexpected, well, then how much money are you willing to lose?
Right.
And we always limit our losses to just 1% of our account.
Yeah, when you get super, you know, experienced, like some of the hedge fund manager trainers that we have, you can go up to 2%, but I still only do 1%.
I only do 1% myself. And so if you're placing, you know, we focus on high quality trades. So placing 4 trades a day, that's all you've got to do. You're making 20 decisions. You're deciding what to buy and sell, what price to buy and sell it at, what to sell it for a profit, what to sell it for a loss. And so it's 4 sets of 5 sets of decisions. Also, if you're taking a long or a short position. So that's what you're doing, and then you set it up in automated software and just walk away and let the software do the trading for you.
Yeah, it only takes 45 minutes, even when you're new to this.
Right. So that's what trading is really, truly all about is, you know, a freedom of lifestyle. If you're going to trade, why wouldn't you? And some of our graduates, I think they do sit in front of the computer all day.
Oh, no. I tell you right now that 20% of them do.
Yeah. No, because they love the game of it, and it is fun. It's
exciting.
And
you want to see what's going on with the money.
Right. And so they will sit there in front of the computer all day until the market closes, then go on to do something else. But, you know, I like to set up my trades first thing in the morning, and then I'd go do other things.
Right.
Go into Online Trading Academy and teach people how to do this stuff, or go hang out with my kids or grandkids or whatever. Go golfing, go fishing.
Well, and again, you can't make an emotional mistake trading if you're set and forget. In other words, if you don't see price approaching your stop, which is the sell order you were talking about, where we know up front how much money we're going to lose. If you don't see that happening, you're not tempted to lower the stop.
Right.
Right?
Right.
If you don't see that price has gone up a lot already, you're not tempted to chase the trade.
Right.
If you don't see that your trades are done already, you're not tempted to overtrade, go in and do another 4 trades
sure.
and so on. So that's why we preach set and forget.
It takes all the emotional elements out of it. And, you know, emotions can get you kinked up in the markets and have you making poor decisions. So if you get greedy on a trade, for example, you might stay in there longer than you should have,
right.
And you'll end up not harvesting as good a profit as you should have. Or, you know what, if you get fearful, you might go ahead and sell it off before you should.
Right.
You know, hoping
take
to harvest.
Profits early.
Taking profits way too early. And so those are some of the common mistakes, of course, that novice retail traders make, uneducated retail traders make consistently.
Right.
These different types of strategies. So when we go in the market, we know exactly what we're buying and selling, what price we're paying for it, what price we're selling it for a profit. And then the stop loss that Matt mentioned is a sell order that tells us Well, this is going to limit that loss to my 1%.
And that's what differentiates a pro trader from a novice trader is they know before they ever enter the trade exactly how much they're going to make if they're right and exactly how much they're going to lose if they're wrong before they even execute that trade.
And they're not non-emotional decisions, so fear and greed can't enter into the equation.
Exactly.
And especially if you're using kind of a set and forget type of a strategy like Matt and I do. It frees up your time to go do other fun things during the day, and you're making money while you're playing golf or whatever it is that you're doing. Hey, folks, let us pause again for station identification. This is Power Trading Radio. So we're talking about trading and investing on Power Trading Radio today. Big surprise there. That's right. What we're supposed to be talking about. That's why the radio station has us do this show, is so that we can kind of educate people about trading and investing in the financial markets. So I think what we've covered so far in the show is that it doesn't take that much time to trade, you know, 45 minutes in the beginning. Nowadays, you know, with the post-class resources and the tools that we have available to us, I don't know. What's the fastest time you think you've set up your four trades?
I'm the wrong person to ask that too, because I do better the less time I spend on it. But I one time set up four trades in about 4 minutes.
Really?
I was real pressed for time. An appointment had shown up early.
Uh-huh.
You know, I trade 3 days a week at 9 in the morning and 2 evenings a week at 7. And the reason I trade at 9 is my day doesn't really start at work typically until 10. Well, my 10 o'clock appointment showed up an hour early, and I didn't want them to wait in the lobby. So I set up four trades in just under 5 minutes.
Right. You know, I was talking to, again, one of the participants of our workshop after the workshop last Tuesday. And she and her husband are entrepreneurs and have an interior design and painting.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
And she was a real interesting gal to talk to, but she was listening to our radio show one day, and she decided to call in during one of the breaks, and she got lucky. She got a seat in one of our workshops. And, you know, it's interesting because I don't know if it's interesting, but she was interested in kind of how I've built some financial success in my life. And when I have people ask me this question, first of all, I'm always very flattered that they would think that I'm successful. Of course, we know that I'm doing okay.
Right.
But, you know, I started getting successful once I learned how to trade the financial markets and invest in the markets. Because what I came to realize is that it's really about creating multiple streams of passive income.
Yes.
So if I'm spending 15 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour a day, that's the amount of time you spend having your coffee in the morning. And while I'm having that coffee, I can set up those four high-quality trades that are low risk, high probability, and high reward trades, and then I can set it and forget it and walk away. Now I can move on to do something else that's another stream of income.
Right.
And your long-term investments, by the way, that's a stream of income. It's just that you're not spending it now.
Yeah.
But you want to make that money make more money for you. And what's interesting is there's a snowball effect that happens over time. Because as you have more multiple streams of income, you kind of get to a place where you don't know where to spend your money on. You know, you kind of have the things that you want. You live in the house you want to live in. You get to take the trips you want to take. So then you got this pile of money, and you're like, well, what do I do with this pile? And then you take that and you create something else that's another stream of income. So trading and investing in the financial markets are two streams of income that people can easily add and then still continue their jobs if they wanted to.
Sure.
To create that. And then as those piles of money grow, then you do other things with it. And so, I mean, personally, I've got real estate holdings. I've got all of that, my trading and investing. I've also own an online trading academy and other businesses that we've popped up over the years as well. And it hasn't happened. It's been a fairly short amount of time when you think about the grand scheme of things, less than 10 years.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So it's, and anybody can do it. I'm telling you, I'm not a rocket scientist at all. Anybody could learn how to do it. Our youngest student, by the way, if you think you've got to be highly educated before you would come to one of our classes, our youngest student to ever graduate from one of our classes was 9 years old in February of 2016, a fourth grader, graduated our futures program.
Right. And in Toronto, wasn't it?
Yeah. Not even old enough to own his own futures account. They wouldn't open an account for him, but his mom opened one up, and he trades that.
My kids always do that. In our center, we've had several 14-year-olds and many 15- and 16-year-olds that have gone through the program, and they have to trade from their parents' accounts.
Sure. You know, there are some people that just can't do it, though, and I'll just tell you up front that some people are, well, if you're technologically challenged, then it would be difficult for you to trade because we use online resources and computers to trade with.
Right.
So if you don't need IT
skills. I mean, I myself am horrible on the computer, but I mean, I can use a mouse, open and close windows,
right.
And I'm familiar with the Windows environment. But yeah, if you've not used a computer, you know, you don't know how to turn one on, how to open and close a window, they end up spending the whole training process just learning the basic functions of a computer instead of learning how to make money trading the financial market. So I would agree with you there. They need to get some basic training and basic PC skills before they pursue something like this.
Yeah. And, you know, you do need some money to do this because
sure.
you need money to buy with. If you're going to make money buying and selling stuff, you've got to have an account that's got some money in it so you can buy your product that you're going to sell.
Yeah.
And that's the way I think about it when I'm in the stock market. If I buy stocks, that's my product. That's my inventory that I'm going to turn around and then sell to somebody else. To get started, well, if you were to trade stocks, which isn't a good idea anyway, to day trade stocks.
Not but, for income.
But you need at least 25 grand
yeah.
to have a high frequency type of an account.
Someone asked me that account. In the workshop why just recently on our one on last Tuesday. You can open a stock account with $1,000 if you want to, but you would not be allowed to short, which is what allows you to make money when price goes down, and you'd not be allowed by law to trade on margin. And that's important because with stock, it has a settlement period. It's called T+2,
uh-huh.
Where the broker takes 2 days to put the money back into your account once the trade is finished. Well, the way that most retail traders get around that is they borrow the money during those 2 days. That's
right.
What's called a margin account, and you're not allowed to do that unless you maintain a balance of at least $25,000. So
you don't want to do it.
No,
I don't think you want to borrow
money. It's the worst thing to trade for income.
Right.
Yeah.
And you certainly don't want to do it if you're not educated. You know, use somebody else's money to buy something you can't afford to buy yourself. It's not a good idea. Because sometimes the market does do something unexpected.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, you know, it's out of your control. You're going to lose on trades. So
sure. The worst thing in the world is to get a margin call, right?
Right. That's the brokerage calling you up and saying, give us back our money.
Right.
Or sell something and give us back our money. They don't care how you get the money. You got to give it back to them.
Right.
So, but, you know, to get started in options, it's less than that. It's $10,000. The global futures market opens 6 days a week, 23 hours a day, right?
Yeah. It's most of them open at 5 p.m. our time. And they close at 3:15 the following day in the afternoon. Some of the commodities have varying hours, but yeah, they're considered a 23-hour day asset.
So you need just $5,000
yeah.
to get started in that. And then with Forex, the foreign exchange market, which is the largest market in the world, how many students do we have, do you think, that started with a $2,000 Forex account?
I would say close to 25% of them, about a quarter of them.
A ton of people that have then grown that account, and then they got into futures and grew that account, and then they got into options and grew that account.
Right.
And then they took their profits and got into stocks.
Yeah, they're multi-asset traders now. And that's right. ultimately what you want to be, because each of the assets has different advantages over the others.
Yeah, so it doesn't take a lot to get started. Now, you're not going to probably conquer the world with a $2,000 Forex account, but it is a place to get started, at least.
Yeah.
And, you know, we say it almost every week, but I can't think for some reason. What's the daily profit that we would be
targeting? $80 a day. But remember, that's a market that's open 6 days a week.
Right.
And so that comes out to $480 a week or $1,920 a month.
So it'd be $80 a day in gross profit before brokerage fees.
Right.
You leave the money in your account because we work from percentages.
Right.
Well, the percentage always stays the same, but the larger your account, then the more money you have that you can make.
Yeah. So now if you do trade 6 days a week in a month now, you should have a $4,000 account. And if you leave those profits in, now you're targeting $160 a day.
Yeah.
And when that doubles, now you're targeting $320 a day. So I think I mentioned this the other week. We had a student from Springfield who came to our location here recently. Who in a year had grown his $2,500 Forex account to $60,000.
Nice.
Now, how did he do that? Well, it wasn't because he was incredibly risky and risked his whole account each day. It's because every time his account doubled, he doubled his income parameters, right?
Yeah.
He left the profits in. And in my opinion, that's the most important part of the trade plan is what you do with the profits.
Right. Right. And if it's your goal to leave your position because you don't like your job anymore and you want to do other things with your life, then, you know, you have to be disciplined enough to keep that money in that account and leave it in there.
Or at least leave part of it in there.
Yeah.
And some of the people do this to pay the bills. I mean, and they have to take some of the money out. But don't get in the habit of taking all the profits out. You wouldn't believe how many students I have that every month take all their profits out. So they're always targeting the same income.
Right. But that's how you grow it, and that's how we've been able to successfully transition a lot of our students away from their current position, the job that they don't like to do, working 6 days a week on a car lot, for example. One of our graduates who now just trades 5 days a week,
yeah,
and does his own thing, you know. So that's how you do it. That's the way you ramp up to it, is by being disciplined enough, number one, to follow a rule-based strategy, number two, to stick to the trade plan that we help develop for you, and then number three, keep the money in your accounts for a while and let it build, let it grow. So that way you could be a much bigger player in the markets than what you started out as, right?
Yeah.
Well, once again, I can't believe how fast this segment has gone by, but we're going to have to pause very quickly for station identification. Hey, stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the final segment of Power Trading Radio. Hey, I think I can speak for my co-host, and as I do every week, in saying that, well, thank you so much for tuning in today. We really enjoy doing the show.
We do.
We wouldn't be able to do it without our loyal listeners, and certainly if you're channel surfing today and you came across us, well, welcome to the show. Maybe you'll set your favorite device, your iPhone or your iWatch or your iPad or your iPad Mini or your iPad Pro.
Does your Echo do that you talk about?
Your Amazon Echo.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting reminders. One of those for Christmas.
You can set reminders and that stuff. And
do you like it, by
that's
the way?
Pretty cool. The Amazon Echo is pretty cool. I think we talked about it on the show a while
back. I never got a good feeling of whether you liked it or not.
you know, my wife likes to listen to talk radio in the afternoons when she's home.
But is that the deal where you can just ask it anything out of the blue and it will answer the question? See, that's kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, and you can ask it to tell you jokes. One day I decided to ask, her name's Alexa. I asked Alexa, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Wow.
And you know what she said? What her answer was?
What?
She said a woodchuck would chuck as much wood as it could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, it really is that detailed.
Yeah,
so it analyzed that question and understood it.
Apparently.
That's amazing.
I don't know how it works, but that's...
I just want to know what the fastest animal on Earth is.
That would be you if you were in. you know what? So it's pretty cool. But you know what? Set a reminder in one of your devices to remind you that we're on the radio airwaves and on the weekends, and we'll be back on, of course, next weekend, same time, same channel, because we like doing the show.
Yeah.
They haven't fired us yet, so we're going to keep doing it until they get rid of us. Well, we've been talking about trading, and mostly trading in this particular episode of Power Trading Radio, because trading is the sexy thing that we teach at Online Trading Academy. And that, of course, it provides you with immediate gratification. You know, you set up your four trades in the morning and maybe you go do something else. You can have your software go ahead and send you text messages to tell you when it bought and sold. And if you made money or if you didn't make money, but it's fun starting off with, you know, X number of dollars in your account, and then you end up with Y number of dollars at the end of the day,
yeah,
right?
That's something we don't talk a lot about, is how fun it is. You know, there's so many new things with the technology. Like you said, you can be alerted now when your trades are done. It can send you a text. It can send you an email. I have a voice set up on my machine that tells me when it's hit a zone, which is where we're going to buy. And that's fun. You know, it used to be a pain in many ways to trade because of taxes, your trade logs that you had to compile and hand over to the accountant. But now that's even easy because most of the brokers at the end of the year send you a 1099-B form, which shows overall how much money you made or lost. So that's not even difficult anymore. So a lot of the things that used to be difficult about trading are pretty easy today.
Yeah, you just need to know how to identify these trades that are low risk, high probability, high reward, and put your money in those. And then make sure they're high quality trades. And then don't overtrade. Don't do too many trades. Just do three or four trades a day.
Yeah.
Four is kind of the sweet spot because it forces you to focus on high quality. And that way you're not going to compromise.
It's a magic number, because now if we really do set and forget, we walk away from it. It puts us in a box where the only day we can lose is when we're wrong on everything, all four trades.
Right.
And when you're tagging along with the banks, which is what we teach our students to do, it's very hard to be wrong on all four.
If you're wrong on three trades, you're going to break even.
Yep.
If you're wrong on two trades, you'll make plenty of money. Of course, if you're wrong on one trade, then you make a ton of money.
And yeah.
if you're right on all four.
Yeah, even my new students.
And there are days when you are right on all four of them.
Yeah, even my new students, one or two days a month, they've hit on all four trades, and that's a beautiful day. I mean, it's very exciting. I remember the first time I was right on all four trades. That's a lot of money, $600 per $5,000 that you have in your account. That's
right.
A lot of money.
It's a ton of money. So, you know, the average Joe could be successful doing it. Our oldest student, by the way, we talked about our youngest student. Our oldest student ever to come through the academy, at least at my location, is 87. at the time. Now, he struggled with the technology. We talked about that earlier.
Now, you know, I think actually we have a 91-year-old just from 3 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not sure if you got to meet him, but I work with him. Uh-huh. You talk about sharp. I mean, sharp as a tack. I never would have believed he was 91, but that's how old he was.
Awesome. Well, so then that record's been broken.
Yes. Sorry, Larry.
So, you don't have to be overly educated to be able to do it, and you don't have to, you don't have to be college age to learn how to do it. Most of our students, by the way, are usually their 40s or 50s,
yeah.
I think. We're getting a lot of younger students
now.
Yes,
we had a very young class here recently.
But a lot of our students are people that just, they're in their 50s, and they realize that $30,000 in retirement isn't going to cut it, and what they've been doing for the last 20, 30 years,
yeah.
and trying to prepare for retirement hasn't been effective.
No, so age has nothing. Age has nothing to do with it. Again, you need basic computer skills. You don't need IT skills. You need a little bit of time during the day or evening, about 45 minutes to set up your trades. You don't even have to be emotionally disciplined if you're willing to set and forget.
Right.
In other words, that removes emotions from the equation. But if your plan is to watch the trades and monitor them, you do need to have some emotional discipline.
Yes.
Right? You need, we say aptitude, but you really just need to be able to understand what they're teaching you. So that's, I know in many of the centers, we offer a free aptitude test that helps determine that as well.
Well, you've got to be disciplined enough to confine yourself to a box of rules.
Right.
And I always explain it like if you've, I don't know why I've got a frog in my throat today, but I do. You know, if you've ever made a pot of chili, or if you've ever made beef stew, or if you've ever cooked a cake, you know, what you're doing most of the time is following a recipe for success.
Right.
And that recipe has step by step exactly what you do with the ingredients, and you measure out the specific ingredients. And if you do everything correctly and you've got the right cook time and everything, then you come out with a wonderful tasting meal or dessert. And the same way with trading, I think. You know, you follow those rules to the T, you follow your pre-trades routine to identify those four trades, and then you stick to it, and you don't deviate from it. In fact, I can say with, you know, we've had students that have come back to us that have had a couple of losing days, right?
Sure.
And I usually say 99.9%, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there 100% of the time. It's because they've deviated from the rules that are in their trade plan.
Oh, yeah. They'll be the first to admit that.
So the trade plan, by the way, is a document that we help you create as one of our students, because it's your business plan. It's your plan of action. It's got your pre-trade routine in. It's got all of your rules. So it's, in essence, your trading Bible, if you will.
Yeah, and it's so important because, I mean, it literally lays out the step-by-step process that you follow to find and set up those four trades. I mean, even the most minute steps in the beginning, you'll actually follow it. I mean, you'll have to look down at the routine and follow each of the steps. But
yep.
over time, you'll have it memorized. And believe it or not, it takes just 15 minutes once it's memorized to go through all the steps.
Right. Right. So it doesn't take that much time to trade. You know, what takes time, of course, is learning how to trade.
Right.
It takes a little bit of time. But the way our classes are structured, they're structured so that you take a week of vacation and you're in class, you know, from your job. And then you're done with that part of it. So it's a pretty methodical way of going about learning how to do it. And one thing that I love about our classes is that they're hands-on.
Yeah.
So you're not just sitting there looking at PowerPoint slides for 3 or 4 days.
Oh, no. You're trading with money.
You're trading with real money and trading with the school's money for that.
Yeah, matter. And that's the best way to learn anything, right? And you've got a professional trader in the class, someone who is successful at trading, who's done this for years.
Yes.
Who's standing over your shoulder helping you trade. And really, the best way to learn anything in this world is simply to follow someone who's already good at it.
Absolutely. That is the best way to learn how to do it. Reading a book is not a good way to do it.
No.
And last time I looked on Amazon, there were 63,024 titles to choose from, all of which had something to do with trading the financial markets.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I glanced through those, Matt, they all claim to have the secret sauce, the silver bullet for success. You know, they wrote compelling foreword type of pages.
Right.
Because they're in the business of selling books.
Yeah,
they're not in the business of trading. They're in the business of selling books.
I don't know
books.
If I told you this story or not, but I have a friend that recently has been suffering from insomnia. It's just out of the blue. They've never had any trouble sleeping, but they've had trouble going to sleep lately. And there was a book that I read on trading about 8 years ago that was the most boring book I'd ever read. It was on candlesticks. We've talked about it before.
Right.
Those of you that have traded before know what candlestick charts are. But anyway, I actually had them read this book, and it put them to sleep.
It
actually cured their insomnia.
Most of them are pretty boring reads. And then they're laced with a lot of technical language that most people won't understand.
Right.
And you'll get bored with it after the first chapter and not learn anything.
It's got to be. If you learn to trade, it has to be hands-on. You actually have to dive in, get your hands dirty in the market. And what's beautiful about our program is you learn to do that with your money. I mean, the owner's money.
Yeah. You know, what our students do is we put them through comprehensive training to teach them how the professionals trade, how to identify where the professionals are trading today so they can trade right along with them. And then once you're out of class, we have you trade using a live data stream but using simulated money. So it's not real money. And we do that for months to make sure you've got the confidence
right,
and that you have the skill set you need to be successful at doing it. Then you start off with maybe risking a 0.5% per trade on your account.
It's baby steps. We hold your hand through the whole process. I mean, before you ever actually risk the full 1% of your account, you're going to have demonstrated that you are consistently 50% accurate on your trades or better. And again, if you do that, you'll make $200 a day per $5,000 in your account.
Yeah. So it's a very methodical approach that we've had. We've been doing it for years. We're the largest company with the most brick and mortar location, meaning that we actually have front doors to our facilities. We're not setting up a projector in some hotel room and showing PowerPoint slides for 3 days, swiping a credit card and then leaving you to your own devices so you can lose your money in the markets.
You know, by the way, I don't knock those companies because some of the stuff that they teach is good, but the problem is they do leave after that seminar and you will need help after class.
That's true. Hey, on behalf of all the producers of the show, to my good friend Matt McGrath, my name is Christopher Crum. I want to invite you to check out our website. It's tradingacademy.com, but we are completely out of time. So long till next week.
The preceding program was sponsored by Online Trading Academy of Kansas City.